Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello, hello, and welcome. The Pitch Your Business competition is back yet again, and registration is open until the 30th of June 2024, midnight. The competition is brought to you by Radio Pulpit, Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Sciences, and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, IM Youth, and TBN Africa. What a mouthful. What a mouthful. So with us right now is Leonie Greling and Johan Landsberg from the University from Northwest University Vanderbijl Park, who are intimately involved with this competition. Many of you are by now probably familiar with what Pitch Your Business is. Some of you probably are listening and like, I participated in this last year, which I think the first question is going to answer what a person who's saying that might be asking themselves. Like, can I enter again? So Leonie, you can lead us with this question. Could you please tell us what the Pitch Your Business competition is and who is welcome to register as a participant?
Yes, so the Pitch Your Business competition, that's aimed at aspiring entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs that are sort of in the early stages of developing their businesses. So our intention is to support entrepreneurs, help them to explore ideas, develop a business model, and put plans in motion to initiate the business or to grow it if it's already existing. In terms of people that may enter, anybody over the age of 18, and there's no maximum age, only the minimum age of 18, can enter. If you have either a business idea or an existing business, as I said, that's sort of in the early stages of development, and if you are able to have access to the internet, either a computer or a smartphone, so that you're able to access the training and the course content and so on. And, of course, if you are able to liaise confidently in English, you are more than welcome to enter. I don't believe that there is a limitation of people that entered previously that they cannot enter again, unless, of course, if you were a winner. Then you've kind of done your dues and you got your prize and so on. But if you entered and you didn't make it to the final stages, you are very welcome to enter again.
Just for those who are thinking to themselves, liaise. I must be able to liaise.
Okay, so let me clarify there. So you must be able to follow, you know, if somebody speaks in English, in terms of the training material and so on, you should be able to submit whatever assignments we ask you to submit. You need to be able to submit that in English. So it just means you need to be relatively confident in the English language.
Okay. Now even I'm comfortable to enter. All right. I am very, very excited about this year's Pitch Your Business. I think for me also, the one thing that I love about it is the heart behind it. What is Pitch Your Business trying to accomplish within entrepreneurs? And what is it trying to accomplish within entrepreneurs, also understanding that training is a thing that you actually need. So, Johan, I'm going to come to you with this question of, for those who choose to participate in this competition, how do the phases work, and how long should they expect the competition to last?
Okay, so there is three phases to the competition. The first one is the idea to concept phase, and that's where everybody can pitch their business idea, and we will evaluate all the ideas, and we will select a top 30 that will move to the next phase, which is the business model canvas phase. Once they've submitted their business model canvases, we will select the top 20, which will participate in the business pitch phase. And from there, we will select the top 6 that will participate in the final event. So it will start on the 1st of July, just after the closing of the entries. And the final event will take place on 12th November.
Okay. I know Leonie has, you've already answered part of the question that I'm going to ask right now. I do remember that the competition last year had, within the phases, it differed in terms of what was required of the participants to do and how they actually submitted whatever task was asked of them, whether it was via video or it was via having to complete a business model canvas. I almost said business plan, but we no longer use those words. They're forbidden here. So, Leonie, can you tell us how does the training differ in the various phases of the competition, and should participants expect the training sessions to be in person or online?
Okay, so first of all, the training that we offer is via video content. So we make the videos available on an online platform, and participants are then able to access those videos, work through them at their own time, at their own pace, obviously within a defined time framework. In terms of the first phase, as Johan said, our focus there is idea to concept development. So there we give participants a bit of training about how to take an idea, how to explore it, how to unpack it until you actually have a business concept. We then ask that they submit some written documentation to help us to understand what that business concept entails, which we then use to evaluate who our 30 participants are that goes through to the next phase. The next phase is then the business model canvas phase. There we're helping participants to understand what does a business model entail, how does the different, if you want to call it business building blocks, how do they connect with one another, how do they integrate, and how can I potentially make my business work in terms of who I work with, how I make money, what my cost structure looks like, and so on. We then ask that participants submit a business model canvas. So we provide them with the templates and the tools to be able to do that. They then submit a business model canvas, which then again is evaluated. From there, we then select our next cohort, so the top 20. We then ask them to submit a business pitch, so a formalized business pitch within a specific time frame, typically 90 seconds. So we provide them with some training content via video for them to understand what does a business pitch entail, what does a good pitch look like. We give them some examples in terms of, you know, how you could improve a pitch if you are presented with a particular pitch. And they are then asked to submit a business pitch, and that is via a short little video, which they then submit to us. And we then select our top six, and our top six are then asked to submit a more comprehensive business pitch presentation and so on, which ultimately then culminates in the final event where they then deliver that pitch to a panel of judges.
I might be throwing a spanner in the works here, but I'm curious as to, does the Pitch Your Business competition encourage a team of entrepreneurs to enter and then participate together?
So let's say in the previous round last year, we didn't have any teams that participated together.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely not prohibited. Mm. We do understand that sometimes, you know, it's difficult to put together a team and to, you know, go through the course content together, develop the submissions and so on together. But absolutely, teams can submit, because ultimately we're looking at the business concept and the presentation that's delivered ultimately to the panel of judges. Mm. We're not necessarily looking at the individual. The individual obviously does come into play, but it's more about the business concept and how viable it is and how interesting it is, and whether there really is a gap on the market for that particular concept.
Okay, awesome. Now, Johan, how can both relatively new and aspiring entrepreneurs register for the competition? And are there any costs that they should be aware of?
Okay, so they can go to the Radio Pulpit or the IM Youth website, and they can just follow the instructions there. And no, there is no cost involved in registering and participating in this competition.
Yeah, because I know that's going to sit on the back of everyone's mind. Like, how much is this going to cost me?
It's going to cost them time and effort, but no money.
I love that. Now, Leonie, could you please give a breakdown of the prizes that the winners of the Pitch Your Business competition stand to win if they commit and see this competition through to the end?
Yes, so we have some pretty stunning prizes. So we first of all have media exposure to a total value of 1 million rand. And yes, you heard that right, R1 million, of which half will actually go to the winner. And in addition to that, the university, so the Northwest University, will provide some additional training and mentoring and coaching and business development services. So to get back to the question about what it costs you absolutely nothing, but what you stand to gain is absolutely enormous and life-changing.
That is very, very awesome. Johan, in which language will the training take place?
So English is the business language all over the world, so we're going to stick to English.
All over the world. It actually does feel like English is spoken all over the world.
I think the Chinese are giving them a run for their money.
Right.
English is still quite strong.
Yeah, you can kind of find your way anywhere in the world. Mm. If you can speak English, you can kind of find your way somehow.
Yes. Now, interestingly enough, I suppose while we're on the training in itself, I suppose, Leonie, you can take this one and the next. If a participant or an entrepreneur joins the competition, they'll obviously be going through the training. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, that will be the top 30, and you went all the way down to the top 6. What will happen to those who are coming in, or let's say falling off in the early stages, when it comes to the rest of the training that the others are going to receive all the way up to the top 6?
Okay, so the training is, I suppose you could say it's really earmarked for the people that, you know, are in the different phases of the business pitch competition. However, it doesn't mean that they cannot continue to get support and help. They can most certainly engage with us at the Beehive EDC. They can sign up with us so that we can continue to work with them and help them to develop their business concepts further.
All right. Awesome. And then the last question is, can you give us a glimpse of what the participants should expect from the final event?
Yes. So the final event is typically what we'll do is host a hybrid event. So we would encourage those participants that can participate in person to do so. And maybe what we didn't indicate previously, mm-hmm. the competition is open to all South Africans as well as all Africans. So interestingly enough, I think, help me out here, Johan, I think last year almost half of our participants in the finals, they were from other African countries. Yeah, so that was quite interesting to see, and obviously very interesting to work with them in developing their business concepts and so on. So obviously, if you know we have participants that further away, let's say Malawi or Zambia or somewhere, it might be very difficult for them to attend in person. So we will have an online platform available for them to still be able to participate, to still experience the event, and to deliver their business pitches to the panel of judges.
Yes, I suppose just to echo what you said about South African, the competition welcomes South Africans as well as any person who is from any other country within Africa is welcome to participate in the competition. So the Pitch Your Business competition aims to empower entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs from South Africa and Africa at large. You can register now for this competition, but remember, you have until the 30th of June midnight, which is this month. So you have until the 30th of June midnight. So thank you to you, Leonie and Johan. Thank you for making your way here and just giving us a breakdown of what the Pitch Your Business competition is and what participants can expect from the competition throughout the upcoming months. And I really hope that we do see diversity amongst our participants. That's really one thing that I'm looking forward to, because diversity of people will also mean diversity of ideas, because they're solving different problems that are within their context, I suppose. So registration for the competition is now open. So to register, you can visit radiopulpit.co.za or imyouth.co.za today.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.